This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Powered by Brew Brothers at Harris, Kansas City. Now open daily for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yo,
yo.
What's going on?
We're doing the news. That Koberger fella in Idaho is in the news again.
Are just fascinated with this dude.
I just tell you what the media is talking about. It's the news. I just tell you what the biggest stories are, and this was one of them today. I don't find it all that interesting, to be honest. When the trial starts, I mean, I found the original story interesting. I'm a true crime guy, but I don't feel like much has happened since then. I guess there is something today that I thought was sort of interesting. I'll have to ask Snowcone because I didn't totally understand it. But did they get rid of the insanity defense in Idaho for criminal cases? I think that's what this guy said. You can't use...
I feel like I heard that.
How is that even
possible? I think I heard
possible?
That months ago, like that. He's just not able to use that.
I thought that was like a federal thing that you could say you're insane.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, this guy made it sound like they can't do that. So Koberger's lawyers have been trying to get all this stuff thrown out.
He can't say he's insane.
I guess you're not allowed to use the insanity defense in criminal trials in Idaho that they got rid of. Mm. That's what this guy said. I don't really understand that. So they're going to try the autism defense, which they say is... unlikely to succeed, but, you know, worth a shot.
After a string of recent losses in court this morning, a new defense strategy. Signs that Brian Koberger's lawyers may be preparing to argue he's on the autism spectrum in a bid to get the death penalty off the table. Experts in the state say it's unlikely to succeed.
Idaho has eliminated the insanity defense in criminal cases. So an attempt to suggest that autism-related symptoms would automatically constitute any kind of defense in a criminal case is probably destined to fail.
Well, you know, they got to try, right?
Yeah, why not?
That's their job. I was told by someone that I may be on the spectrum recently.
Who? Everyone?
What, you've thought that before?
Dude, yes. Anybody who's listened to this radio show for more than an hour has thought it. A lot of times you just keep talking. I've checked out.
That's you autism?
Yeah. You keep having conversations that nobody's interested in.
Hmm. You know, my brother brought it up. I guess he... it doesn't matter.
Guess he what?
I guess he'd been talking to somebody about it, and, you know, he wondered if I knew that I was on the spectrum. That's how he put it. Like, you know you're on the spectrum.
You know?
I was like, I don't know about that. I'm not smart or any of that stuff, you know. That's what I think of with being on the spectrum. Maybe you're good at something. There's something that you really excel at. I don't have any of that. He's like, what about the vacuums and all that stuff? And I was like, yeah, but that's not really. And he goes, yeah, probably is really. I'm like, oh, whatever. Now everyone's on the spectrum. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got ADD, right? We've all got it now. So
no, that was it. That's what I said even before. Vacuum dude's way too into vacuums to not be on the spectrum.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. Right. There's a measles outbreak.
People could stop.
There's a measles outbreak.
And your inability to understand a conversation. And me and Snowcone, at least twice a week, look at each other through that window and go, how can he not understand what that person was quoted as saying? And you'd be like, I don't understand this, true, guys. And it was like, yesterday I turned left. And you'll go, what does he mean by that?
True.
You're like, well, I don't understand. Yeah, you do it all the time.
You think that has something to do with autism?
Yeah, I think your inability to connect to human people.
Hmm, interesting. I'll have to look into that. There's a measles outbreak. It's mostly in West Texas now, but parents across the country are starting to panic. A lot of them didn't get their kids vaccinated for measles. I think measles is one of the big vaccines that kind of led to all this autism talk, right? Wasn't it?
Crackman says there is a sizable community of autistic gay vacuum collectors, so you should join that group.
I'll have to look into it.
Can't picture things in your head, get in the wrong car because...
That has nothing to do
with colors.
The car parked in the exact same spot. Okay. Over 120 people have now been diagnosed with measles. Someone's died.
Can't masturbate because you can't picture a woman
in
your
head. That definitely doesn't have anything to do with autism.
Yeah, you need a TV screen because you're like, I'd like to think of a woman, but when I close my eyes, it's just
dark.
They
didn't say anything about autism in that mind's eye thing. They didn't say it had anything to do with being on the spectrum.
I'm just saying. These are all things that lead me to believe you ain't right, boy.
There's a measles outbreak. This will be RFK's first test as Secretary of Health and Human Services or whatever the hell he is. And so I think people feel pretty confident. Like you said, Lazo, we got a new sheriff in town. He'll figure out this measles thing. I'm not sure where he stands on the measles vaccine. I could see that going either way. But some parents who didn't get their kids vaccinated are trying to find doctors who will vaccinate them now.
West Texas today is trying to get a handle on a surging measles crisis, now up to a whopping 124 cases, as the number of confirmed infections has doubled each of the last 2 weeks. How alarming do you find that rate of spread?
The rate of spread is alarming, but also not surprising. Measles is literally one of the most contagious viruses that we know, much more contagious than COVID or the flu.
Okay, well, so what about me? Well, if I got vaccinated as a kid, am I still vaccinated? That can't be, right? Do we need to get new vaccines? Is RFK going to send them to us? Is RFK against the vaccines?
So.
Oh, boy. Kids died in Texas now.
RFK made a statement. And he said, as the health secretary, he said, there have been 4 measles outbreaks this year in this country. Last year, there were 16. It's not unusual. We have measles outbreaks every year. That's what he said.
Oh, okay. So he's saying the 103rd people kid dying, or that's normal? Media's making something out of nothing?
He said, this is, from what I could tell, he's like, yeah, not a big deal.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Well, that number's gone up again. Now, this one from just a couple hours ago says we're at over 130 people. But you heard him say it's more than doubled each week. That's how it works. The woman said it's literally one of the most contagious viruses. So
I don't know. Now, some of these senators who confirmed RFK are in a little bit of a bind here.
Why?
Well, there's a GOP senator who confirmed RFK as the health secretary. And now he's like, yo, like, seriously, get your kids vaccinated. He's like, look, I'm just at a crossroads here. Like, I'm a guy. Like, I'm with
an ally.
Trump and RFK and all that. But, like, man, people are dying in Texas. Like, that's awful close to my state.
Now that this is happening, let's be serious for a second. We are going to get shots, right? People are going to get shots for their kids. I don't know. Do they send stuff home from school? Do you get something as a parent that says, hey, we know that it's measles season?
I'll be honest with you. I don't know what my kids are vaccinated for. They give you a card. When your kid's born, they give you a card.
Yeah.
And you take your kid to the doctor, the pediatrician, and every time you go in on this little card, they're like, well, he needs 2 shots this time, 1 shot this time. And then they just sign the card. And then you have to give that card to the school before they can go there.
Yeah.
I thought that's how it worked. Now, maybe I didn't go against the vaccine, so maybe I could have said, like, I'm not doing that, and they still could have gone to school. I don't know where that, you know what I mean? Like, if you
could, I know there's been debate.
I just know they said, give us the card or whatever, and then I gave them the card, and they made a Xerox copy of it, and that was it.
Yeah. But with all the people who have become anti-vax in recent years,
you know, you argue about it all you want, whatever. I'm not a doctor. But there is something. Now, my kids are vaccinated, whatever. But there is something when you go to put your baby in somebody else's hands and they put a shot in their arm that you're like, I hope they're not right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
you hope the anti-vaxxers are not right.
Yeah, like, yeah. I hope, like, I'm not hurting
you. Hope the doctor is.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, man, it's scary.
I'm sure.
There's no way that you can't think about it.
I'm sure. You just go with...
Man, you
got to be able to trust people. And yeah. So, who do you trust in that situation?
Well, I trust the doctor. I could see how you'd be like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Just because... It's the one thing you're supposed to protect.
Right.
If it's me, I'm like, they're like, hey, do you want this vaccine? I'm like, yeah, sure.
And you've got all this,
straight up, I mean,
you've had noise for years now, starting with the autism stuff, that whole Jenny McCarthy kind of movement. And so, you know, even if that never really mattered to you, once you have a kid, I could see that suddenly being like, oh, now I need to take a side on this. I just kind of ignored it for all these years because I didn't have kids, but now I've got a kid. And like you say, I want to protect that kid.
Yeah.
So you want, like, now I need to know. I could see you start doing research.
It wouldn't be like, for you anti-vaxxers, I mean, it wouldn't be the first time that the government told you to shoot something in your body and it wasn't great for you.
Yeah.
This has happened before.
Right. All of a sudden they did this,
you know, this vaccine thing, and black people are like, yo, what?
Right.
And they're like, we ain't falling for that again.
Right.
Right? I get it. Don't get me wrong. I get it. I understand it. But, you know, again, I am a vaccine guy. Also, you know, there's maybe more of an argument to be made with the COVID thing because it was new. This is a measles thing. You're probably good on the measles vaccination.
Okay.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, hey, this is, you know. You're not getting your kid a tetanus shot, you want to argue about the COVID thing, fine.
Yeah.
But this is the measles. If we're going to die of COVID, that's one thing. Let's not die of the plague.
Right, something so old.
Right, yeah.
Something we got rid of.
Let's not bring back polio.
Yeah.
If we still want to fight COVID for the next 10 years, whatever, right?
Well,
let's just make sure polio stays, you know, pretty much gone.
Stays gone. The thing
my mother had it, you know? We don't want
a lot of people did in that era. A lot of people. If you are, I don't know how old you have to be, but if you're of a certain age, you know some people, and there's a good chance you have people in your family who got polio when they were kids. I just remember as a kid seeing different so many people that I would say, oh, what's wrong with him? I would say, oh, well, he had polio when he was a kid. Right. I heard that a lot, you know, and you found out, oh, yeah, your uncle had polio when he was a kid. It was really, really common, and then it was gone.
Yeah.
And you hear about those people living in iron lungs and all that, and you go, oh, I'm glad that's gone.
Did something with her leg.
Yeah, I don't even...
She got polio leg.
I don't even fully understand.
She never walked normal.
Yeah.
She got a little polio on that leg.
Yeah. That's, you know, a guy I went to church with. That was his thing.
Bag of polio bones.
Like a bad limp. They said one of his legs didn't grow right after he got polio or something.
Oh, I also want to say that I went out to dinner with my kids yesterday after we left here, and I asked my oldest if he had ever seen a globe. And he said yes. And then my youngest was like, I was just messing with you, man. Like, I know what a globe is. There's one in our social studies class. I was like, oh,
okay.
God damn it.
That conversation yesterday. You know, I was thinking about that this morning. Like, you know, they refer to the Earth as a globe. Like, I wonder if he thought he was saying something else. So, well, now.
So I said globe. He said globetrotters. He understood what a globe was, but had never seen one. He was just lying to me.
Okay. Well, also, measles, mumps, and rubella shots that we all got when we were kids, you should be good. So we shouldn't be able to get measles now. They say it protects you for life. Most of the time.
Yeah.
So you should be okay. And if your kids got shots or
I got one. What's the big one on my arm? Someone just asked. It gives you the big circle.
Did you get a smallpox one when you were a kid?
Yes.
Where they scrape it in?
It's got like the three bars.
Yeah. You did that? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I never did that. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You don't want to get smallpox. I read a book about that. That is scary.
Well, really scary. And so I remember, it's so funny that we talk about vaccines the way they are now. The guy, Scott, the guy who's the best man at my wedding, we grew up. He's a month older than me. I think the exact day, maybe a month and a day. But I have the thing, and we would go swimming, and he would look around, and he'd be like, man, why don't I have the thing that everybody else has got? And we would all be like, because your parents don't love you, man. And that was such a weird, now it'd be like, because my parents love me. And
they didn't put that, like, they do their research.
They did their research. Like, everything's upside down. It'd be like, why didn't you do it, Dad? I'm like, I don't love you, man.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Order hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Powered by Brew Brothers at Harris, Kansas City. Now open daily for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
The rest of the news. A legend has announced that they will be retiring. You said you didn't know about this. I'm quite sure that Laszlo already knew
about
this.
Some big news, by the way, from the WNBA this morning. Phoenix Mercury legend Diana Taurasi announcing her retirement. Taurasi playing her entire 20-year career with the Mercury, and in that time, she picked up 3 championships, an MVP trophy, and more than 10,000 points. And oh, by the way, she's also a 6-time Olympic gold medalist. Diana Taurasi, one of the league's all-time greats,
if not the greatest athlete of all time, depending on who you ask.
Mm-hmm.
You heard those accolades.
Mm-hmm.
She played at the same place for however many years you just said, a lot of years. She won Olympic gold,
mm-hmm.
multiple girls championships, whatever they call it.
She played at UConn, too. She's a white Mamba.
So you've heard of her?
The white Mamba.
Yeah. Do you know her by the white Mamba?
Yeah. Well, if you would have said that, I don't see why people didn't call her the white Mamba.
Yeah.
Like, why, when he said that, he didn't say
just said the white Mamba.
Right. Everybody knows that.
Diana Taurasi.
Yeah, I don't know that. I know the white Mamba.
You know white Mamba. Yeah. So where would you rank her? Where would you put her on your Mount Rushmore?
Of what?
Greatest athletes.
Of all time?
Yeah. Like,
I mean, no, it's hard, but she's up there.
Dominating their sport.
Mm-hmm.
She's on the mountain, right? You got Brady.
For 20 years.
You got Phelps. I don't know, but we got it. We're going to give white Mamba one of those slots. And then you got to decide who that other person is that dominated their sport.
Jordan.
It's tough to find someone like her. Jordan. Of course, I didn't say Jordan yet, so that leaves your spot. There you go. That's everybody.
But I might, knowing that, you said Brady and who else?
I said Brady, Phelps. I don't know. I hear people say those names.
Phelps, sure.
There's just the names that people debate all the time.
It's tough.
It's tough. But you still have that poster?
When she was at UConn.
Yeah.
I didn't follow the Phoenix Mercury as much as I followed her college career.
I just remember you had it like in your sports man cave area there for a while. White Mamba.
I think she won the national championship 3 times.
Three times.
Is that what they said? I can't remember.
I think I know said
she
three
was
times.
College player of the year.
Yeah. Hell of a ball player. Yeah. Okay. Do you remember me telling you the
story? Not bad looking either.
No, not at all. Remember me telling you the story about the friend of mine, his dad built nuclear power plants and had to fly constantly across the world. Millions and millions of frequent flyer miles. He'd give us plane tickets. We just had to pay sales taxes. He flew so often. And one time he had taken off. He was going over to, I think, Thailand or Singapore, one of those places. Mm-hmm. And they'd only been in the air about an hour.
Did you go to Thailand with him?
I did not. A guy next to him on the airplane died. I have not. But I plan on going with you someday. Guy on the airplane dies. Sitting right next to him. The flight attendant comes over, says, ooh. They do the whole thing. They've got him down in the aisle. They try to resuscitate him. There's nothing they can do. They put him back in the seat, and they put a blanket over him.
Uh-huh.
And that's where he sat next to my friend's dad for the rest of the flight. I think he said it was 12, 14 hours, something. It was a long time. No one ever believes me. They always say, no. If you're flying overseas, they've got to have some sort of a nurse, a doctor. They've got a room they can put them in
put
if somebody dies. Yeah, but I think that people are, space is too valuable on airplanes, as we know. The seat's getting smaller and smaller, and they're trying to cram as many people and as many things on an airplane as they can. So I believed it, and now I definitely believe it, because there's a story in the news about a couple who is flying from Australia to Qatar. Is it Qatar? How are we saying that now? Have we all just started calling it Qatar?
Qatar. That's Qatar? What Obama said.
Okay.
Yeah, going with like Qatar. Qatar.
I hear it both ways, but Qatar, Qatar, whatever. It was Qatar Air.
It's Qatar, man.
Qatar. Qatar Airlines. Yeah, mm-hmm. Qatar maybe sounds better. They say that they're on this flight, not very long. Someone dies, and they are forced to sit next to this person for the rest of the flight, which is a
lot of very
hours.
Tough moments for multiple families on a flight from Australia after a passenger unexpectedly died on board the flight. The body then seated next to an Australian couple for hours. The couple says it happened during their 15-hour Qatar Airways flight from Melbourne to Doha. The airline, in a statement to NBC News, offering their condolences to the relatives of the person who died and apologizing for any distress.
Apologize for any distress. What are they supposed to do in that situation? I guess
throw them out.
Maybe they should have a place to
open the door.
Can't they open the hatch in the floor and drop them down into the floor?
Can't they just throw them out of the thing?
That too, I guess. I mean, the family
probably
wants them though.
Well, yeah, they can find his body down there. Put a parachute on him.
Well, if they're over the ocean now, they can't even find the old airplane.
Okay, well, wait till you overland and throw them out.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I can see families being upset about that idea, that plan.
Well, whatever. You're not supposed to die in an airplane.
I saw that Jason Bateman movie. Just lift the floor thing up and drop him down there.
You make it easy for us. You know, we didn't want to throw him out. It sounded like he was alive when we threw him out.
Would it even bother you?
There's a dead dude in there.
If they put a dead person next to you, you're on this 14-hour, 15-hour flight. You got that many hours left to go, and they're just like, we're really sorry about this, but... You think you'd be okay?
I wouldn't love it.
I really don't know how I'd feel about it. It's like, what would you rather have happen? Someone died unexpectedly, and now you got to fly next to them, or bad turbulence for 14 hours. I'd probably rather have the dead person next to me. You know, there's a lot of things.
You might have the dead person next to you and turbulence?
See, that'd be bad. And then I'm thinking, this is definitely a sign.
Plus, he's flopping around on you.
Right.
You got to move him around. His head's flopping on you.
Exactly. That's bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know how I'd respond. I don't think I'd like it, but I think I can get through it.
If I was behind him, I would find a way to get my hand over there and keep moving his hand under your knee.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we could be right? Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. Like, do a whole weekend at Bernie's thing.
No, I'll just have it move over there a little bit.
Well, I'm sure they'll get some free plane tickets, right? Qatar, Qatar Airlines, they'll give them something, I'm sure. Another flight issue, though, here in the United States, I'm sure you guys saw the video by now, the Southwest airplane that was coming in for a landing, but there's a jet in its way, almost crashes into this private jet, has to abort and take back off again. I guess it's news because people
saw
another
busy American runway, yet another close call.
Southwest 2504 going around.
It happened Tuesday morning. A Southwest 737 flying in from Omaha, preparing to land at Chicago's Midway Airport, forced to make what the airline is calling a precautionary go-around to avoid colliding with the private jet that the FAA says entered the runway without authorization. After going around, the Southwest plane returned and landed safely at Midway.
That's not precautionary. I saw the video. That's an emergency maneuver. They would have hit that plane for sure if they come down. But I'm not convinced that that sort of thing doesn't happen all the time. And that the media is just talking about it now because it all started with the crash at Reagan and then the hospital airplane or whatever. And now any single thing somehow becomes a big national news story. But it certainly wasn't out of an abundance of caution or a precaution. It was definitely an emergency. It looked like it was going to smash right into it, and people would have died. Remember that woman we talked about, the romance scammer, that what the FBI is calling it, romance scams? We talked about a couple of them, but Aurora Phelps, she's the one that they think had older boyfriends. Well, they know, had older boyfriends. She was like 42, something like that. She'd meet these guys in their 60s and 70s. They think that she killed at least one of them, maybe killed some others. Same woman that we just talked about. There's been quite a few of these, but this is the one that's been in the news lately because people died as a result of her allegedly drugging these guys.
We believe Aurora Phelps deliberately drugged someone in the United States, put him on a plane with her, flew to Southern California, and then put him in a wheelchair and pushed him physically across the U.S.-Mexico border, then got on another plane, went to Mexico City, checked him into a hotel room. And we know that victim was later found dead a few hours later.
Okay, so that's an FBI agent explaining this morning one of the things that they think that she did, how she did it. But now her husband has spoken out.
Wait, she gets this guy.
Yeah, it's confusing.
Kills him.
Drugs him.
I think he's just drugged when she's pushing him over the border.
Oh, he's just drugged. Okay, so he's not dead yet.
Yeah, okay. I think. That was the way I understood it. But
that's the way it sounded like for him. Okay.
And then, like, when she gets there,
they said they found him a few hours later dead.
Maybe he dies. But, he could have been dead.
When was he dead? How would they...
Well, and that's they're not sure if she meant to kill these guys or if because of their age
they have
or whatever.
Like a time of death.
Did they die later because of what she had done, or
that's
did
what
she
they said they don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, she's probably, right.
And they said they don't know if she intended to kill these people or not. It could have been that she was just trying to drug them.
That would be a big thing in this case if he wasn't dead when she dropped him in a hotel. Then what's the big deal?
Yeah. Well, that's why they're saying. Remember, I told you that they suspect her of one. There were all these others. I think because all of them fall under kind of similar circumstances where you go, we don't know if we're going to be able to charge her with anything or not. But she's married, and her husband, the media found him, the LA Times found him, and he said, I didn't know about it. I did hear her talking on the phone sometimes for a while. looking back, you know, maybe that's kind of weird, but boy, if she really did do all this stuff, well, then she fooled me.
That as her husband, William Phelps, telling the LA Times that his wife was on the phone a lot, and he now wonders what she was doing. We've known each other for 14 years, he said, and she's never shown a sign or an ounce of this. If she did do it, damn, she put one over on me.
Damn, she put one over on me.
Sounds like it was one of us.
I believe him. I believe that's possible. I don't know if it means I believe him, but I believe that that is possible. I see these commenters responding saying he had to have known. They've been together 14 years. There's no way. She's got all these victims. She's just gone all the time.
Just him saying, damn, makes me believe
it. I know. I think it's totally possible. And I think it's funny, too, that he's like, she was on the phone a lot, and I never really thought anything about it, but, you know, I did kind of wonder who she's talking to. Well, now I'm thinking maybe she was talking to these guys. Maybe she's ripping guys off. Maybe she's on these dating apps. I think that's believable.
Yeah.
100%. Would it be believable if it was the other way around? I don't know. Maybe not. Women are a little more aware of what's going on.
She was kind of hot.
Yeah.
If she came over, you let her come over to your house. All right, if you recognized her even now and she was like, can I come over for lunch?
Sure. I feel like I just know now not to drink anything.
Don't eat or drink.
She pours out of the room, you know. And if she does try and bring drinks, I'm like, we're going to switch these.
We're going to watch you drink that. King's poison trick.
Exactly.
Huh?
Let's see. I just don't drink anything.
Spin them around. Now we don't know.
Yeah, I'm just not going to have any of it. I'll just make my own drinks. Thank you very much. But yeah, I'll take my shot. Won't you?
Hey, why not?
Especially if I recognize that actually makes it safer. I don't think I could be safer in a blind date setting.
Well, you would be, Ryan, I mean, you would be on your game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's worth it. Whatever. I'll try.
The Church of Laszlo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.